My name is Jeroen Doens. I'm a technical consultant. And this is Kenny Petermans, a BI consultant. And we both work at DevTalk. DevTalk is a Microsoft Dynamics AX partner. We're going to give a presentation about extending your Dynamics AX application with next generation tools. On the agenda, we first have a small introduction to ERP and Dynamics AX. Then we're going to show some Office add-ins. Then a small demonstration of a mobile application. And then Kenny is going to finish with the combination of AX and BI. And at the end, we're going to do a small Q&A session. Okay, first, introduction to Microsoft Dynamics AX. We're going to take a look of on what is ERP, where is Dynamics AX, does it stands within the ERP solutions. Then we're going to take a look at the new AX 2012 system, its capabilities, and a small solution overview. What is ERP? Does everyone know what ERP is? Does everyone know what AX is? Yeah, then we're gonna do it quick. So ERP is stands for Enterprise Resource Planning. It's a software solution that integrates internal and external management of information and flows within your organization. In the past, you had different applications for each department, and a ERP system covers all those small applications or modules, we call it. So, for example, you used to have purchase, production, sales, and invoicing with four different applications, and now you have one large application that can handle these four steps. And you can keep track of everything. Okay, where is AX within the ERP gamma of Microsoft? Microsoft Dynamics is the business line from Microsoft that contains ERP and CRM applications. You have two large categories within this product line. You have one for the small and mid-sized businesses and one for the enterprise organization. Within the small and mid-sized businesses, you have Microsoft Dynamics NAV or Navision that is also very popular in Belgium and Europe, and it's specialized in the mid-market. You also have GP or Great Plains, but that's for the US market. And SL or Solomon, and that's for that's a project-based ERP system. It works together with Microsoft Project Server, and this is also primarily for the US market. And then for the enterprise organizations, we have Microsoft Dynamics AX. That's the thing we're going to talk about today. And AX is also known as Axapta, and it's part of the Dynamics family since 2002. What makes AX an application for enterprise organizations? That's because it's multi-company, multi-country, multi-language, multi-currency, multi-warehouse. So it's multi. It's really it's made for expansion. AX 2012 is the latest version of Microsoft Dynamics AX. It came out at the end of last year, and its predecessor was AX 2009. In this version, Microsoft made a huge investment in a lot of things, and you can describe them with three words: powerful, agile, and simple. When you look at AX up on the internet, you will see those three words come in front of you. Okay, what makes AX 2009 powerful? Well, it can handle more users. It includes industry ERP capabilities and general ERP capabilities within one solution. We can do ad hoc reporting, we have workflows, and we have a role-tailed user interface. Agile. With AX 2012, you can expand your business opportunities, modify your processes, and differentiate your business. And it's very flexible in deployment, more flexible than AX 2009. Simple. So I told you in the latest version, Microsoft invested in usability and collaboration. AX is made for large companies, and even with the more complex flows within your organization, the user interface stays simple and recognizable with the Microsoft look and feel. So it's done through the whole application. When you look at AX 2012 in a on a functional level, you can we have two separate groups. One is the industry specific capabilities with manufacturing, distribution, retail, and services that were also in AX 2009. And since 2012, we have the public sector. We also have some core ERP capabilities with financial management that is multi-country. We have human capital management that is everything with your employees. We have BI and reporting, production, and so on. So the industry-specific capabilities use the core ERP capabilities. When we look at the total picture, you will see that the industry-specific capabilities are built on top of the Microsoft technology stack. And AX provides us a framework that make those different parts of the stack work together. So we have on that stack Windows 7, Office 2010, Windows Server 2008, SQL Server 2008, SQL Server 2012, what we will show you in the demos, the .NET framework, and also SharePoint. Now, when we take a look at the framework, you will see that there are three main groups. We have server, tools, and client. Within server and tools, we have the workflow with a graphical editor. We have services like automatic payments. We have AF, that's the application integration framework, that helps us communicate through XML. Since 2012, we have role-based security, segregations, and duties. So now you can assign a user, you can link it to an employee, and when you assign a role within your organization to that employee, it will the rights will go automatically to the user. We have pluggable authentication. A new concept called models that makes it easier to group and release codes. We have some extra tools within Visual Studio for AX 2012 that makes building reports and web parts easier. And a simplified installation. Now you can install the whole AX within one installation. In the past, you needed to run it multiple times. On the client side, we have enhanced role-tailed user interface. Like I told before, we have the Office add-ins and BI integration. That's what we will show today in the demos. We have an enterprise portal that is built on SharePoint 2010. And we have a country context support that is, we have multiple languages, so each user can see the application within his own language. And we have some legal stuff for different countries. Okay, so we saw where is ERP within the where is AX within the ERP solution. I showed you what AX 2012 stands for, and I explained the total business solution, so everything within one system. So now the demos, that's more my part. First, I'm going to show you the Office add-ins. I'm gonna give a quick, gonna do a quick look on the architecture. We're gonna do an ad hoc report. Then I'm gonna update the AX database from within Excel, and I'm gonna create a Word template that you can use to send letters to your customers. Okay, the architecture. The communication from Office 2010 Word and Excel to AX goes through a web service. Because all the communication goes through that web service, it takes the AX security into account. So you can't get data you don't have the right permissions to. Through that web service, we can access metadata, predefined or ad hoc queries, and business documents. Okay, for my first demonstration, it was Mix. Okay. For my first demonstration, I'm gonna do a small example where we have a sales director that's going to do some reporting to the board of directors. And it's going to report the list of opportunities within AX. So when you open AX, you go to the module Sales and Marketing. And then with all opportunities, you have a list of all the opportunities within the system. Okay. On top, we have a button called Export to Excel. When you click on it, it will create a connection from AX through the from Excel to AX through the web service, and you will see that all the data that was within AX is now in the Excel file. Okay, when you install the Office add-ins, that is something you need to install separately with the AX installation. You get the Dynamics AX tab on top here. And then you can you see some interesting things like the field chooser. With the field chooser, you can add extra fields to your Excel file. So, for instance, we can add the field estimated revenue. And when you exit, so now when you you have the field chooser, you are in edit mode. So when you leave it and you click the refresh all button, you will get the latest data. Okay. Now, when you want to report this, you don't want you only want to report the active opportunities. So with the filter button on top, you can add a filter. You can choose the field status and say I want only the active. Now when you click the refresh button, you will get only the ones with status active. Column E. You can also use the standard Excel capabilities like formulas. So, for instance, when we want to multiply the estimated revenue with a probability, just click F2, multiply it by D2, and we're going to do it like a percentage. We're going to divide it by 100. You will see that it does the calculation just like Excel. You can also, when you select the whole row, you can do standard Excel formatting. You can click currency. And then when you want some visual indications, how large is that number, you can do conditional formatting, data bars, and choose one of the data bars. So you can quickly create a sexy Excel file based on actual data. So when you refresh this, you will have the latest Excel file with the latest data, and you can present it to your to the board. You can also publish it on a PowerPoint, and then you can share it with everyone. Okay. I'm going to close. Don't save. The next demo. In the next demo, I will be the IT department that wants to deliver that has to deliver a tool to manage the budgets within AX, but from a simple tool. So because everyone knows Excel, we're going to use Excel as the tool to modify the budgets. So within AX, you go to budgeting, and then you can have the draft budget revision. You have all the draft budgets that are for revision. I don't want ones in revision, only the drafts. So you can see all the budgets. This view, we call it a header lines view, because we have on top one budget header that groups multiple lines on the bottom. So when you want to make a tool to adjust them, just open Excel. You go to the Dynamics AX tab, and when you click on the button connection, you can create a connection to your AX application. You can choose on which legal entity or which default account structure you want to access. We're going to just click OK. Then we can add a data source. And I prepared the data source called budget. I'm going to take it and just click OK. I'm going to wait a bit. Now it's going to make the connection to AX. The data source I showed you there is a web service. So when you go into AX, you go to the development modus. And this is the development modus of AX for the ones that never seen this. This is the AOT, we call it, the application object tree. And that this contains all the objects, all the code, all the business logic. And with the services and service groups, we have the budget service, and this is the service we're going to connect to. Okay, just to show you where it comes from. It's still connecting. This is Murphy. Okay, took a bit longer than the preparations. Everything we are showing is running on my laptop, so it can be a bit slower. Now, on the left, I told you you have the field chooser. Well, this field chooser is a list of tables and fields that I prepared to publish. So when you add the ledger name, and you can just double click on it or drag and drop it. We can add the default date, the budget model over here, and the budget code. We can leave the edit view. When we say refresh, we get the latest data. Now we want to do something useful with it, so we need the lines to report. So just go into the edit mode. When you add fields within the edit mode, it won't show the actual data, it just shows the fields. And when you leave it, you need to refresh it. So with it, within the budget account entries, just to show you that's which lines it is, I'm going to show you the line entry number, the line number. The amount can be useful to report, the currency, and the ledger, so the financial stuff, the main account. When we leave the edit mode and add a filter, we will do a filter on the status draft, and a second filter on the ledger main account. When I selected status, this is the enums that are coming from AX, and here when I say ledger account, ledger name, we get 3 points. When we click on it, we get a lookup from AX with the actual data. So we select CEU West, where I prepared the demo. When we say refresh, we get the three headers, and those have like 4 lines. Now you can just modify the data from within Excel. So when I modify the 2000 here to 1000, and when I say click on the button on top, publish data, you will see that there is a extra tab that appeared, and that is a status tab. So it shows you how many records were changed, what is applied, and other stuff like that. So now when we go into AX and we search this one, we see that the currency is changed to 1000. Okay. Now we can also create consolidated views on this. So for instance, I'm going to do it on a second tab. We're going to create a matrix, and that is going to consolidate multiple fields and summits. So right-click, create matrix. I'm going to create one that's called original with the measure, the currency amount. And with the with the code, original budget, and that equals budget. Okay, I'm gonna create a second one for the budget adjustments. So adjustment, say the measure is again the currency amount, the filter will be on the model, the code is adjustment, okay. And when we add those matrices to Excel, and for example, we group them based on the ledger main account that I added in the first grid here. So when you group it on that one, the main account, When you just leave the edit mode and refresh the data, you will see that it grouped all amounts based on the ledger main account. Now, when we change the data from 5,000 to like 10,000 or 1,000, you will see that on the first tab, he divided it equally, so the sum of the ledger main account, the deviation between the different records stays the same. Now, when we say publish data again, it will update. Oh, in Excel again, you will say that he updated. It says two records. Okay, could be. And when we refresh here, you will see it's 200, and here he divided it 400 and 400. So we can update the data live from within Excel, so a useful tool that everyone knows within the company. Then we have a third demo. I'm going to create a ledger based on a template for the new customers. So I prepared a template on my desktop. I could take a standard one, but I didn't know I had internet here, so I prepared one. Now, in Word, we have the same extra tab here on top on the ribbon called Dynamics AX. We can again modify the connection. We can also add a data source. And we can use the one custom data because we're going to send a customer letter based on customer data. Those are prepared queries, so in Word you can't use the ad hoc ones, only in Excel. Now, I'm going to send one to our contact with the customer. So we just drag and drop its name here. And when you click on the developer tab and go into design mode, you can change the label if you want to. So I can say contact name. The company name can also add this one. Not going to change its name. The address. And the recipient's name. Okay. Now we need to save this file. I'm gonna gonna save it on my desktop. Tech days. Save. Now when you want to test it in Word, it's important that you first save it because else it's gonna give you the error. You need to save the file, so save it. And when you say merge document, it will give you an example of the first customer that he can reach within the system. Okay. Now, this is nice, but we want to add it to we want to access this Word file from within AX. So just close Word. And when you this is the one. When you upload it onto, where is the shortcut to the portal? You can upload it to the portal on a document library. Just say add documents, browse, upload it. And now we can access it from within AX. So when we go to AX, to the organization administration module, when we say when we say document types, we get all the different document types. I created one document library that connects to the portal, and when we say it's synchronized, gets all the latest Word documents that I placed on this document library. Just wait while he gets it. Okay, now he says he found the three templates. So he connects to this document library, and it's our URL within SharePoint. Okay, just we're going to activate the TakeDays template. We're going to close. Then when we go to the customer to the customers, so it's under accounts receivable, we just can say all customers. And there's a generate template button prepared. And we can just we have our new template here. So when we click on it, you will get a template based on the selected customer. On the selected customer. Okay. AX also adds this document we just created to this customer record within the document, within the attachments. So when you click on it, you'll see our created document, and we can open it again and again. So it's generated one time, then it's stored, and we can reopen it within document handling. Okay. So I first created an ad hoc report that is always up to date, and you can use the Excel features. I also created a tool that can update Excel. We used a data source. We can build it from a blank Excel spreadsheet. We created a matrix, and we can update all data in Excel from AX. And then the last demo was we created a customer template in Word. We uploaded it to a SharePoint document library and used that template in AX, and we could reopen it from the attachments. Okay. Now, there's also a mobile application that can connect to AX. It has several tools. One of them is a mobile application. And this, I hope it's going to open. It's a small animation. Oh, no.
12 is a powerfully simple ERP solution. Powerful to deliver value quickly. Agile to maximize opportunity. Simple to drive user involvement. Simple, employee self-service. Michael, a sales manager, needs to track and report travel expenses. Michael just paid a cab fare. Here's how Microsoft Dynamics AX can simplify things for him. Through integration with mobile applications and Windows Azure, Michael can quickly enter the details for the transaction, including the date, amount, and purpose of the expense. Using the camera, he can snap a picture of the receipt and upload it. Now he doesn't have to carry around that receipt for the rest of the trip. While waiting for his plane at the airport, Michael finishes his expense report. He simply selects and adds the taxi expense and related receipt he uploaded earlier. Michael's expense report already contains itemized expenses with categories via credit card payment integration offered by Microsoft Dynamics AX 2012. Amounts and expense categories appear automatically, reducing data entry, errors, and omissions. With just a few clicks, his expense report is submitted. Thanks to Microsoft Dynamics AX 2012 workflows, Michael's expense report is automatically forwarded to his manager for approval. He can even add a quick note regarding the purpose of the trip. Thanks to the easy-to-use self-service features in Microsoft Dynamics AX 2012, your people can spend less time tracking down expense reports and more time with important clients. Thanks for watching.
So that was the demo. I couldn't show it to you at the moment. So AX has a mobile device interface with integration with the self-service portal. It can also has services I told you about. So in this case, it's payment card integration. And it's based. The portal is based on the SharePoint technology. Now my colleague Kenny will
continue.
Continue, indeed.
Hi, my name is Kenny Petermans, and I'm actually a SQL Server consultant with a focus on the integration with Dynamics AX. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about getting the data out of AX, where Jeroen was talking a bit more about getting it into AX and editing the data. First of all, what is BI? Business intelligence is what it stands for. There's a lot of definitions going around the web defining what BI actually is. There's a lot of discussion about it, about which definition is actually correct. So I'm going to play it safe, and I'm not going to give you a definition. I'm going to explain what business intelligence is by a little example. I don't know if there's any finance managers in the room here. Any finance manager? No. Then I guess most of you have met a finance manager that likes to copy and paste every data that he finds within his database to Excel, and then creating these massive Excel sheets with calculations about the sales and other figures that he wants to get out of there. There is already a lot of reports available in Dynamics AX, but there's always something that you cannot find and that you want to see. So if you want to make a custom report yourself, then the finance manager is mostly the one making it and pulling the data, copy-pasting it to Excel. There's also finance managers who like to show off their technical skills and create Access database applications. And these grow into these massive things that no one actually can maintain when they leave the company. So what BI is actually about is gathering all of this data that has spread across the company from multiple sources, and then getting it into one view, one unified view on your data. And then the decision makers in your company can use this one unified view to actually make decisions about the company, and they can use one single version of the truth, not one that is spread around the company in multiple. There's one that creates a report on this way, and there's maybe another finance guy that's pulling the data out from another table, and at business meetings, no one actually knows what the real version is. So BI is all about this one version of the truth, and being able to make decisions based on this unified view on your data. The Microsoft BI stack actually delivers almost any tool to accomplish this. You have SQL Server, which is the flagship database engine of Microsoft. It contains integration services, it contains analysis services, reporting services, which is SSIS, SSAS, and SSRS, if you know them by that name. There's a lot of other stuff going on in SQL Server, but when it comes to BI, mostly this is what it's all about. There's Office. You have, of course, Excel, which you can do a lot with. You saw that with Jeroen. But there's also Power Pivot for Excel now. It has been there for quite a time now, but there's a new version coming up, and I will tell you about that. SharePoint is the other part of the BI solutions. There's Power Pivot for SharePoint, there's Performance Point. I'm not going to show you Performance Point, but I'm going to show you Power Pivot for SharePoint. Now, you can see that Microsoft has a product for every solution they want to get done. So for every part of the business intelligence strategy, there is one product. There's always a product to do the trick. SQL Server 2012. This one is not already is not yet released, but at the moment we are at SQL Server 2008 R2. But SQL Server 2012 is coming up, and it's very soon actually, because I got an email today, I think, confirming that it would be there end of February, beginning of March. So it's quite fast that it's going to be there. It will add a lot of new BI features to SQL Server, like data quality services, like analysis services tabular mode, which is called the BI semantic model, BISM. PowerView will be there, which is a reporting services add-in, which works in PowerPoint, SharePoint, I mean, sorry. And there's a column store index, and there's a lot more to come in SQL Server 2012. There's actually a session later on today explaining you 12 things to love about SQL Server 2012, I think. Make sure you check it out, because I've seen it before, and it's a good one. It gives you a good overview. When it comes to Dynamics AX, at the moment, my demo was actually built on SQL Server 2012 Release Candidate 0, because the RTM is not yet out. At the moment, Dynamics AX 2012 will give you some errors and bugs if you install it on SQL Server 2012, but already we got the confirmation that Dynamics AX 2012 will support SQL Server 2012 as of the moment of the release of SQL Server 2012, but not yet. They will not base, they will not fix these things for before it's actually officially released. So, but it's gonna work. You can count on it. If we look at self-service BI for Dynamics AX, so self-service, I mean you can make your reports yourself. You've seen some things with Jeroen's demos. You can actually use the Office add-ins to pull your data out of AX and put it in Excel and do some formatting on it. That's no problem, but there is a lot more to it when it, when we look at Dynamics AX 2012. Let's start all the way at the bottom with the Microsoft Dynamics AX database, which is a SQL Server database, always. It's just a database. Everything that goes in there stays in there, and it's not always easy to get the thing out of it that you really want to see. On top of that, on this Microsoft Dynamics AX database, there's an application object server, which is short AOS. It contains all the business logic and the security settings and everything you want. It's actually the heart of Dynamics AX. This is a Windows server that is running on the server connecting to the database. So every traffic, so all traffic goes through the AOS, and then it's all secured and safe. On top of that, we can create OData query services, which are Windows Communication Foundation services. They can expose data from AX to other applications to use in, for example, Excel. These query services, these web services, they enforce the AX security, so everything when a user runs a report using these services, it is only what he gets to see in AX. When he doesn't get to see one particular customer in AX, it won't show up in his report, which is very important when you go to install these products at your customer. Then there's Power Pivot for Excel, which is actually consuming the OData query service. Power Pivot for Excel was first released with SQL Server 2008 R2, I guess. It's a freely distributed Excel add-in, Excel 2010, that is, not 2007 or before. You must have 2010 for that. It gathers data, or it is able to gather data, from numerous sources. I will show you all the sources, all the different sources in a minute during the demo. And you can build a data model by creating relationships. In the new version of Power Pivot for Excel, there's actually this nice diagram view, which you didn't have in the first version. I will show you that during the demo. Power Pivot for Excel uses in-memory data access. It's called the VertiPack engine. It's actually a state-of-the-art engine. All your data will be analyzed in memory, which gives you blazing fast performances. I can tell you that there's demos going around with millions of data being analyzed in 1 second, and that is not speed up or something, it's really true. So it's all in memory now. Of course, when people are creating these Power Pivot for Excel, so these services are available, people are connecting to it with Power Pivot, they create reports, then again, there's going to be different reports, but it's all based on the same queries. But these different reports can be consolidated on Power Pivot for SharePoint. Power Pivot for SharePoint is a completely integrated central storage and management for your Power Pivot workbooks. You will see the layout of that in the demo later on. And then there's Power View, which is new in SQL Server 2012, which can connect to these Power Pivot workbooks from SharePoint. PowerView is a completely browser-based SharePoint integrated analysis tool. It will get clearer when I get to the demo. So let's start with this demo then.
Get mix.
There it is. So I'm going to start from AX. I'm going to start up this integrated development environment in AX, which Jeroen already showed you, which contains the AOT, the application object tree. In there is about everything that is in AX. So it goes from tables to views to extended data types, enums, every security keys, table collections, name it, and it's in there. Classes, like thousands of them. But also in there are the queries. These queries are actually based on tables. So if I go to my predefined tech customer right here, you can see that you can define data sources in it. This one contains a cust table, which are actually the customers inside AX. Then the data sources tab for the customer table contains two other tables. It's really abstract names they use in AX, but it's actually the names that are coming from there. So if I use a customer table, I have the customer number, whether the customer is blocked or not. I have the customer group, data area ID, which is actually the company. You can have multiple companies in AX for one database. And then the rec ID, which is the primary key, which needs to be in there if you want to consume it with Power Pivot. Then you go to, then it relates or joins with the dir party table, which contains the name for your customer, and then the dir party postal address view, which is a very long name, for a simple thing, which contains the city and the country region ID. You can see that these are very technical things to set up. This is for the AX developer to set up. He prepares it, he makes it available to the end user, and he can consume it with Power Pivot if he wants to. There's another I created, customer transaction, which contains a transaction, the sales transactions for your customers. And these fields contain the account number, which I need to link to my customer, the data area ID, due date, transaction date, invoice number, and name it, and it's in there. Okay, I picked a couple of fields which are meaningful. Then I want to, so I created these queries and I want to expose them to my end users. And then I go to organization administration in AX. I go to document data sources. You can see that here I activated the tech customer and the tech customer transaction query. And when I click activate, the service is actually deployed, activated. So end users can consume it with Power Pivot. Now let's make a Power Pivot report. So everything works within Excel. So I'm going to I won't save it. No, I don't save it. I create a new one, new Excel sheet, and I go to Power Pivot, my new add-in in Excel. It contains a button, Power Pivot Window, which is actually a window that is running inside the Excel application, inside the workbook. It's going to prepare, and then you can choose from a numerous amount of data sources. You can go to SQL Server, you can go to Access, you can go to Analysis Services, or another Power Pivot workbook, which contains a data model. You can go to Reporting Services, Reports. You can go to Azure, if you want to, the data market. Data feeds, which are actually the ones that we are going to use, the OData query service feeds, from text, and you have a lot of other sources available to draw your data from. You can see it as Oracle, Teradata, Sybase. Everything is available. And all the way down bottom, you can actually select an Excel file too. Cancel. So we are going to draw in the data that I exposed in AX from data feeds. I choose my URL to my query service. These are my two OData feeds. I select them both. I click Finish. And it's going to pull in the data. You can see there's 130 and a couple of thousand customer transactions. Close. And this is what Power Pivot will show you. It will create two tables behind the scenes. So it's a customer table and a customer transaction, one for each data feed. And what I can do is add a column here, because you can see that for a customer, this 1101 customer, it occurs in CEE company, but it also occurs in the CEU company. So this can be duplicates. So the data area ID must be included in my primary key to make the relation with my transactions. So I'm actually going to create an extra column here, which is going to concatenate press enter, and it will fill it all the way to the bottom. I will name this PK from primary key. I will do the same for my customer transaction. Is the data area ID? Okay. Account num, enter. And I will name this FK for foreign key. And then I'm ready to create this relationship. Create relationship on the design tab. It's going to refer to the column that I selected, so I'm lucky. And it relates to the lookup table tag customer with the primary key. Create, and then it's going to show this little icon right here related to column in table customer. So it knows the relationship exists. Then there's this other thing you can do. You can draw in. So you see I have some transaction date and a due date. If I want to analyze my customers or my sales per month or per year, for example, then I need to pull in some sort of date table which has all the dates and the relationship with the month. I could do it right here, but then I won't get entries for the days that don't have any sales. So I'm going to pull in another Excel sheet I prepared. So I'm going to, from other sources, Excel file, next, browse, my date table, which is just an Excel sheet, nothing more, with some formulas in it. You will see what's in there in a minute. Use first row as column headers. I added some headers in it, so I need to check this. Next, my data is on the first sheet. You see, it's called dates. Finish. And it pulled in 7,600 records. Close, and you can see that every date is in there from 2000 to all the way down 2020. And for every date, there's a month and a year and a month name to analyze. It's just some examples. I could add a lot more quarters and stuff, but I just kept it simple. My date, I don't want to see that in with the hour format. I want to just format it as a date this way. And then maybe use the transaction date from my customer transactions and format that too so that it can relate to each other. And then there is a new view in Power Pivot since the new release now. It's a diagram view. If I want to create a relationship in a visual way, this is one great tool, actually. So earlier I just created with the drop-down boxes this relationship. Now I can just drag my foreign key, so my transaction date from the transactions to my date, and that's my relationship. This was not available in the first version of Power Pivot. You will have to wait for SQL 2012 to have this. I shouldn't save this. I should go back to this window and to data view. Okay. So now I can go and create a sample Power Pivot report on this, because this is my data model. I have created some relationships, so now it knows that this data is related. Now I can create a pivot chart or pivot table with it. So I create pivot chart, existing worksheet. Now it goes back to the original Excel environment. And then I can drag any field available in my data model to my chart, but as you can see, the PK, the primary key, and the FK and rec ID are actually columns that I don't want to show to end users because they don't mean actually anything. They're just used to create the relationships and act as a primary key. So I can go back to my Power Pivot window and I can select the rec ID. I hide it from the client tools. I can do the same for my foreign key. In my customer table, hide it from the client tools, and my rec ID too, hide it from the client tools. And then I can go back to my Excel, and then it notices, oh, your data was modified. Okay, so I click refresh, and my fields are gone. Now I can create some sample chart. Let's take the guest group on the access and the amount of customers. So it counts the account number, which is the customer number. So I have this graph showing me the number of customers per customer group. Then I can add a slicer to it on the company so that you can select the company and see what it looks like and see how many customers per customer group each company has. I will remove the filter. I'm going to call this sheet customers. I'm going to hide this sheet, which is actually the data behind the chart, but it puts it in another tab. I'm going to hide this one. I'm going to hide this one too. I'm going to create an extra power pivot table on the second sheet here, which is going to show my sales amount in values, and then maybe per customer group again, and the name of my customer, which is going to show a table with the sales per customer group. I will name this tab or sheet sales, and then I can go and save all of this, save and send. Save to SharePoint, and there's a Power Pivot gallery available in SharePoint to save your Power Pivot workbook too. I actually saved this one before. Where is it? Right here, Power Pivot portal. So this is what the Power Pivot portal looks like in SharePoint. You have a Power Pivot gallery there with the workbooks that you uploaded there. So this is a Silverlight application. It shows you a preview of each sheet that is in the workbook. And then you can just click the workbook and go and edit it from SharePoint. So you can work with Excel services in SharePoint. So everyone can connect to SharePoint site in your company and use this Excel sheet, centrally managed. I can go and close the workbook. You can see there's three buttons on top of every workbook here. Open new Excel workbook means that you can actually create a new report based on the data model that is used in the workbook. You can manage the data refresh, which means that you can schedule the data refresh for this workbook. It loads the data from Dynamics AX into the workbook every day, every hour, as much as you want. You can manage that with this button. But the most important one I want to show you today is the Power View report, because this is completely new in SQL Server 2012. And this is a completely new integrated analysis tool inside SharePoint. I can go and, so I have my data available from the workbook, the Power Pivot workbook. I can drag my name from my customer right here. It's a little small, it's not very readable, but it's doable. And I can choose the sales amount right here. I can go and add a title to my report. And then I can just add maybe another one. Let's take this scatter, for example. We'll drag it all the way down here. And then I go and I'm going to move this one to the y-axis, and then the amount of invoices on the x-axis, and then maybe the number of customers as the size of my bubble. You can see the bubble popping up there. And then the color of my bubble is the... I need to drag a little bit down here with the resolution. That's here. The color of my bubble is defined by the customer group, so I have multiple bubbles now based on the customer group. And then I can add a play axis with the month name, which means that it's a little small on my screen, but it goes there. You can actually play this entire set over time. You can have a play button right here, which is going to show you how things evolve over time. Fancy, huh? You can save and order this. You can actually add another one to it, maybe. Just drag it, then I can drag it right here. Create a column chart, and then maybe per country, the series or the countries. Oh, this is... this is a very weird chart there. It's the axis that I wanted, not the series. It's this one, like that. I can sort this chart descending on the amount, so that the highest sales amount is on the left. And if I select, so I'm going to drag this so I have bigger bubbles. If I select this one right here, you can see that this one filters too. And you can see that the list on the left is also filtering based on what I select here as a customer group. And also, when I deselect everything, if I choose this tiny little thing, then you will see that everything filters with it. So this is an end-user analysis tool that every user inside your company can use, if you let them, of course, because it's secured. But this is self-service BI for Dynamics AX 2012 and SQL Server 2012. Then I think I need to switch back to my presentation. And then I guess I've seen everything from my demo. We've seen that Microsoft has a comprehensive BI product stack for everything that needs to be done in business intelligence. They have a product. There are some great new features in SQL Server 2012, and the next-gen tools are actually fully integrated with Dynamics AX 2012, which leaves us with a little bit of question and answers, if you want. It's not much, 5 minutes or so, and then the next one is coming in. Are there any questions on this session? Not much, I see. Then we've been very clear. Then I can thank you for being here. You weren't in with a big crowd, but I guess you were really interested in the AX and SQL Server 2012 part. And I hope you learned a lot today, and I wish you the best for the rest of the tech days.